This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Cam. Keith, come. Oh, two Cams, sort of. Keith Kam of the News Desk joins us for the market wrap. Keith, home loan rejections and home ownership issues in the country are still a thing, as we all know. But you found out that financial institutions have actually been engaging with regulators to try and address this?
Yeah, I think it's about time anyway, because if you remember, I went for Real Estate Housing Developers Association Malaysia, that's RADAR. They had an event last month, actually, to discuss the second half of 2018. And developers still say prospective home buyers continue to face a problem of getting loans for their homes. Not so much as getting the loans, but they don't seem to be getting the amount of loan that they need to finance their homes. So according to Bank Negara, home loan rejection rates stood at nearly 60% by value last year, which is quite significant. Currently, there are some 43,000 residential units worth 29 billion ringgit, which are unsold nationwide as of Q3 last year. So you see, I mean, people can't get homes, but there are homes available for them.
And then at the same time, the developers are worried about not being able to move their homes. So it's just a strange problem.
It's got a lot to do with where they build their homes as well. Mm-hmm. Which if you catch the property show which I did with the RADAR president, that's available on our podcast. You'll find out that they are coming up with a sort of a database for everyone to refer to. So anyway, today I spoke to Standard Chartered Malaysia CEO Abra Anwar. He confirmed that financial institutions, Association of Banks Malaysia and Bank Negara have been in talks to address this issue.
We had a meeting with Bank Negara. They are very sincere about looking at what are the terms and conditions of the housing loans that are provided by the banks. So there is a full review being done by them, as well as the Association of Banks Malaysia. We also reviewed how we can make it easier for the customers. Plus also the access to the affordable housing. People who cannot afford larger or more expensive apartments or housing. So we are working with BNM, how to make it more conducive, documentation easier so that it's more understandable and so on and so forth. Of course, there is always the try to reduce interest rate wherever possible, make it more competitive, accessible.
Of course, financial institutions cannot also be held solely responsible for people not getting the loans they want.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Cam. Now, first thing you need to ask yourself as well is, do I qualify for a particular loan? And you can do that by checking your own credit scores, either through Bank Negara's Central Credit Reference Information, that's CCRIS. This provides credit reports. Also, there's CTOS, which is actually a private company, and both can give you an idea of how creditworthy you are. They compile information on how current you are with your payments, but you know, before going to them, just ask yourself, how up-to-date are you with your repayments for your credit cards, your car loans, your personal loans, your PTPTN?
Yeah, so there are some things I suppose you can really assess for yourself. You don't need professionals. In other news, Gamuda's shares are flying today. Would it have anything to do with the recent contract wins?
So Gamuda closed 4.8% higher at 3.25 ringgit, and that's a big recovery from the lower 2 ringgit, if I'm not mistaken, it was about 2.20 ringgit level. That's when the government, that was back in October when the government ordered a renegotiation of the MRT2 project. Well, that's a tongue twister. So over the last week or so, Gamuda and its Taiwanese partner won a 522 million ringgit bridge construction contract in Taiwan. And more recently as well, talks at the ECRL, in which Gamuda might be a part of, might continue, albeit at a reduced scope. So this also helped.
Keith, thank you very much for dropping by.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.